direct from Washington, VOA.
Halo, apa kabar? Kali ini bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
It's not simple to say most days I don't recognize me. These shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them.
Baru-baru ini Sarah Bareilles merilis album terbarunya yang keempat yang berjudul What's Inside Songs from Waitress, yang berisi lagu-lagu yang ia tulis untuk sebuah pementasan Broadway bertajuk Waitress yang langsung menduduki posisi nomor 10 di tangga lagu Billboard 200. Waitress diadaptasi dari film dengan judul yang sama dari tahun 2007 mengenai seorang pelayan yang tidak mengalami kebahagiaan dalam pernikahannya. Namun, bagi yang ingin menonton pementasan Broadway tersebut, jangan kaget jika tidak semua lagu yang ada di album terbarunya akan dinyanyikan di atas panggung.
There's been little lyric changes and songs that are now question marks whether or not they actually serve the show in the best way. So that wasn't something I intended. I thought this was going to be my version of the soundtrack of the show. But there might be some bigger changes, which in a way I think sort of informs this project a little differently, which is kind of exciting.
Dalam menggarap album ini, Sarah harus menciptakan lagu yang benar-benar cocok dengan jalan ceritanya. Tidak heran jika ia kemudian terpaksa melakukan beberapa perubahan dalam lagu-lagu dan juga liriknya. Ia mengaku harus lebih toleran dalam menggarap lagu-lagu terbarunya ini, berbeda dengan penggarapan album sebelumnya.
I'm becoming okay with it as best I can. That has been a real lesson of patience and also not being precious about any of the material. The point is to best serve the story of the show. So I have to take my ego out of the room, and sometimes you can't help but you get attached to things, you get attached to certain iterations or certain lines or lyrics, and I think you pick and choose your battles, if that's the word, you know, to be used there. But I'm trying to practice not being precious about it. And I just want the show to be as good as it can possibly be and tell the story in the most heartfelt way.
Selain sibuk mempromosikan albumnya, belum lama ini penyanyi berumur 35 tahun ini merilis sebuah buku yang berjudul Sounds Like Me, My Life So Far in Song, di mana ia mengungkap cerita di balik 8 lagunya. Untuk kedepannya, Sarah berencana untuk beristirahat sejenak dari dunia hiburan sebelum nanti kembali ke studio untuk menggarap album selanjutnya.
I think for me what's next is a little bit of time to sort of process what has happened, and I need a little bit of space from all of it. I think these two projects, the book and the musical and the album, were all happening simultaneously. So it has been a very fertile time creatively. And there are lots of moments I can think of where I felt like I was just barely keeping my head above water. So I know that I need to just sort of go to my cave for a little while and just be in the world. And then I think I'm excited to see what presents itself. I know that there are more things bubbling up. I can imagine working on another show. I have so many positive things to say about working on this one, but it's an incredible undertaking. So I didn't know that at the beginning, but now I do. So I can be more, you know, I can maybe not write a book at the same time. And, you know, whatever it is, I want to continue to deepen my artistic spectrum, I guess. I want to do more things that activate that part of me that felt like I was learning something and growing and doing something that was a little bit out of my wheelhouse. That being said, I also know that I want to make more records that will probably feel very fun to come back to at this point because it's been a little while.
Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
VOA.